Here it comes. Here it comes. You ever use that phrase? Here it comes. It might be when waiting for a train. When I was a kid, I used to have to take the trains and subways into high school in Manhattan. And you'd stand on the subway platform and just wait. Because usually you felt you were going to be late for school. And you'd be looking for the subway, looking. And all of a sudden you hear, oh, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes. You step back and in it comes. Or if you're at RDU and you've got an 8:45 flight in the morning out of RDU and it's 8:15 and you look down at the gate and you say, the plane's not here yet. You ever have that happen? You start getting that, am I going to be late or what? And all of a sudden the plane, oh, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes. Or this time of the year, with Christmas upon us, you look out your window and you see the UPS truck pull up. And you say, oh, here it comes. Waiting. That sense of here it comes always comes from a sense of waiting. The subway, the plane, the gift, whatever it is we're waiting for, here it comes, here it comes. That's, in many ways, what this season of Advent is about. This sense of watchfulness and waiting. And as I've shared with you in the newsletter article and the brief little interview I have on our website, Advent is our life. It's not just a season, but it's our life. It's a call to us to remember that we are a watchful people, waiting and watching, ever vigilant. Our readings today, though, can speak to us very powerfully because they present a situation where people perhaps have lost that sense of watchfulness or waiting. The first reading from the prophet Isaiah is a moment in Israel's history where they're in exile. Remember the story. They became a great kingdom, great powerful nation. Many say the temple in Jerusalem was one of the most magnificent buildings ever built. It was covered in gold, and you could see it from miles away as it glistened in the sun in Jerusalem. And it was destroyed. The temple was destroyed, the kingdom was destroyed, and they were brought to Babylonia, and they were in exile. They were not watching and waiting so much as saying, so where'd God go? Sense of despair. Sense of anger. And the prophecy that we hear in the book of Isaiah today is a prophecy reminding these people of God's faithfulness. God's faithfulness. There's a Hebrew word I recall it's the word chesed, which is about, it's this, just this incredible faithfulness that God always has for us, but sometimes we may not have in return. But God's faithfulness is always there. And so the prophecy in the book of Isaiah this morning is reminding the people of that. Reminding the people of that. That God's faithfulness is always there. And waking up in them this sense of watching and wakefulness again. And then in our gospel reading, once again, we have John the Baptist announcing, here he comes. Here he comes. I'm not worthy to untie the sandals on his feet, but he comes, he comes. And so today as we gather, maybe we're not in exile in Babylonia, but we may look around and say to ourselves in a sense of despair, sometimes, where is God in my life? Where is God in our world today? You watch the news at night and you sometimes wonder, what's going on? But I think God's faithfulness is always there. God's love for us is always there. And God is giving us time to change our lives, to transform our lives as we watch and as we wait. So I offer those thoughts for you this morning during this season of Advent, that we may always, not just, you know, when Christmas is finished, we're finished with this, but that we're always a watchful, waiting people. Awaiting the fullness that's offered to us, awaiting the fullness of the Christ in our lives and in our world, and that we participate in that. We help that come about in our lives, in our community, and in our world.